What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:31. It is finally Friday, August 8th. Welcome. Thank you guys for being here, getting ready to kick off the weekend. Friday. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Thank goodness for Friday, like you were saying. But yeah, I got a big project going on after work. I'm really I'm rolling up my sleeves, Mercedes.
What's going on?
I got to replace the air filters in my house.
Oh, big project, huh?
Yeah, it was a big project for me, but don't worry.
Hey, I mean, that can be a big project, depending on your experience with that, for sure. I couldn't do it, I'll tell you that much.
Have you replaced yours?
My husband does it. Yeah, he does it all the time. I've never done it, but I've seen him do it, and I've held the ladder for him before when he's done it, but that's about it.
What's he doing later? Is he available?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check his schedule.
$20.
Yeah, this is the first time you're doing it?
Yeah, it's the first time. And I'm so bad. I'm not a handy guy at all. So we'll see what happens.
You'll be fine. It's from what I've seen, it's as simple as taking the screws out of the vents, opening it up, taking them out, putting the new ones in, putting the screws back in the vents. It looks pretty simple.
I feel like you could help me.
I don't think you need it. I think you're capable. I think you'll be good.
All right, what's going on with you?
Not much. Just ready for the weekend. Don't have a whole lot planned. We started a new show last night, or it was actually the night before, and I'm just like not sure what I'm watching. And I think a couple of you texted us and it told us you got to watch it, or like, this show is crazy. And it's called like The Hunting Wives. Have you heard of it?
Hunting? Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. And it's about like these wives in Texas. And it's very adult content oriented. It's based off of a book series. Is anyone else watching it? Brittany Snow is in it. It's kind of, I think it's like a crime thriller type of show, but I'm only two episodes in. And last night, the episode ended and I looked at my husband like, what is happening on this show? It's good, but it's very interesting. That's about all I can say about it.
At what point do you lose interest and say, you know what, I'm going to move on? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you said you're two episodes in. Do you continue watching it, or do you, you know, at a certain point, you're like, well, you know what, it's not really my type of series or my type of film?
Well, I wouldn't go so far to say that I'm bored or not. It's not my type of show. It's just very, like, scandalous, I guess, is the best way to put it. But I'm definitely interested in it. It's definitely keeping my attention, that's for sure.
All right, well, definitely let me know.
Is there anything that you're kind of into right now?
I mean, look, call a spade a spade. I always tell myself, look, I'm going to catch up on this show or this movie, and I never do. And the excuse is that I fall asleep, Mercedes. I get at 3 o'clock when I get in, I fall asleep for like a couple hours. But I thought about, and tell me if this is a good idea. I did the math on Summer I Turned Pretty, right? Because everyone's watching it and there's no excuse. And I want to watch it. Two episodes. It's full. No, it's not. It's two. Well, hold on. It's two seasons?
Three seasons.
No, three. The third season isn't out yet.
I believe I'm watching it right now. I'm pretty sure.
AI. ChatGPT lied to me.
They lied to me. Hey, as someone who will use it on occasion, do not trust ChatGPT. It's very behind. Yeah, this is the third season, the third and final season.
So if I start, I got to catch up, because I was told, tell me if I'm wrong, but It's not something I can jump in on third season. I got to catch up on the first two, right?
It would be helpful. There's a lot of history there that you should probably be aware of. That would be my suggestion.
So that's probably about, what, 9-10 hours of catch up?
There's only, I think, 8 episodes in a season, and they're not all an hour long. So, yeah, it's gonna take you a little while. But, hey, I mean, don't feel forced to watch it just because we watch it, please.
Well, no, I mean, I want to. Like, I love rom-coms. I love these type of, I love this type of content. It's just, yeah, I have no excuse, but I want to. It's not, I don't feel forced. It's genuinely I want to. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you updated on Monday.
There's definitely not a shortage of things to watch. That is for sure. Mm. So yeah, if you're watching any of those shows, I'm curious as to what you guys think. You can always call us, text us 702-364-9400. And why don't you guys use that number right now? Because it is time to officially kick off the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Every Little Thing I Do by Soul for Real? Do you want to hear Bailamos by Enrique Iglesias? Do you want to hear Old Town Road by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or like I said, call or text us right now. 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear
this. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, Instagram, they just rolled out, we're not going to talk about that yet. I've got all my notes all messed up. Coming up next, what is a sequel that actually lived up to the hype or actually was better than the original? We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Old Town Road by Lil Nas X is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. You know how movie sequels can be a gamble. Either they really capture the magic of the original, or they are just like crash and burn so bad you pretend they never happened. Steph just saw one that she says nailed it. Steph, you saw Freakier Friday.
I sure did. Oh, I honestly, well, going into it, well, I was kind of like, oh, is this going to be like the original, which is a classic from my childhood? So I went in with my expectations pretty low. I didn't want to be like overhyped about the whole thing. I walked out of that movie absolutely loving it. It was funny. It was heartfelt. There's a ton of surprises. Jamie Lee Curtis, the GOAT. She is so good. She body swaps with somebody that I won't spoil it, but she is so funny. Like, she's goofy. She's silly. And I like seeing this side of her other than like the Halloween movie series or like the dramatic role she is in My Girl. Lindsay Lohan. Oh my God. She looks so good, by the way.
Yeah,
have
she
you
does.
Guys seen her? Like,
yeah.
Her like glow up.
Yep.
She looks really amazing in the movie. The chemistry with Jamie is so effortless. And I think since I haven't seen her in a role like this in so long, it was really refreshing. And this is one of my favorite things. So Manny Jacinto, he's one of the main actors in this movie in Freakier Friday, and he's Filipino. And they actually weave in Filipino cultural traditions, like they do manapaw, which is something from the Filipino culture. They talk about how his parents flew in from Manila. So because I'm half Filipino, I kind of have that bias.
That gave it an extra star in your book.
Exactly.
Is there a sequel that you thought was either equal to or better than the original. 702-364-9400. Do you think this one was better than, or do you think it was equal to the first one?
I think that because my expectations are low, that it lived up to the hype.
So equal to then, right?
Yeah, I would say it was equal to.
Okay, that's good. It's not worse. It's not worse, right?
No, it's not better than the original, but it is very, very good.
It's always hard to beat the original. You know what I mean? That's the original. That's the standard. It's the gold standard. So for you to say that, I mean, that's a big deal. That honestly, what you just said sounds like an official movie review.
And lastly, there are the Parent Trap and Mean Girls little Easter eggs in there, too.
Oh, nice.
Aware of those.
What about you, Julian? Do you have one?
Yeah, and listen, I know it's an older movie, but the message is always clear and it's always heartfelt. I gotta go. We all know, right? Rocky, Adrian!
That's your, do you think, which one do you think is better than the original? Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, Rocky 5, Rocky Balboa? Wasn't
there
like,
oh my God, there's like a bunch of them.
Creed,
which one?
Creed 2.
Rocky, yeah, no, it's Rocky 101. I thought that was the best. I'm kidding. No, Rocky 2. And here's the reason why. Mercedes, Steph, I literally cry every time I see this movie. I'm telling you, it's so emotional for me about the mean streets of a guy out of Philadelphia that's got a big heart, but he's not exactly the brightest. And the reason why it's so good is because it's a continuation of what happened in one. I mean, it's, you know, he didn't actually win the match against Apollo in the first one, and then he actually, everything comes full circle in the second one, and just the storyline is so heartfelt to me. The second one is clearly the best one. The other ones kind of fall by the wayside for me. It's about the second one because the first one leads to the second, where normally, you know, in a movie like that, you know, you find out who the winner is in the boxing match usually at the end of the first one. Well, the second one is just, it just gets better. It just gets better. I hope that makes sense. And then, I don't know, man, just Rocky has a big heart. And you know it's based off a true story.
It is?
No. it's not. Someone, but I'll tell you something. Someone told me that, Mercedes. I actually believed it. Someone actually told me Forrest Gump was based off a true story.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I had to Google it. I thought it was a real guy.
For me, I think that the sequel that I thought really held its own against the original, and I was really, really critical. I was like, there's just no way. Is Top Gun Maverick. I really thought it was going to be like just a nostalgic cash grab, really. But I thought it ended up being, I don't want to say better, but it was a respectable sequel. The flying scenes were really cool. The story, I felt like it had actual depth. It kind of tied up some loose ends from the original. And then, of course, Miles Teller and Glenn Powell. I'm not going to be mad at that. So I actually thought it was respectable. Did you guys, either of you see Top Gun Maverick?
I did. And I, you know, everything you said, I'm spot on. Because I always get wary when you have, you know, for example, who did Val Kilmer play? I forgot his name. Val Kilmer.
Iceman?
Iceman. You know, the segue, how do they, you know, how do they portray his character continuing to the second one. I thought they really did a good job with that. Not to mention with Goose passing away, I really thought they respectfully segged
into
that.
Goose passed away?
In the first one, did you never see Top Gun?
No, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
totally
oh, my gosh. Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Dang.
I was such a kid, though. Like, I totally forgot how that movie
Those 1985 movies. We got to watch the spoilers on that.
Sorry, Sam.
No, it's all good.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday, you guys. It is August 8th. Welcome, 6:03. Getting ready for the weekend. We finally made it. How's everyone doing this morning?
Doing good. I think I shared a couple days ago that I went to the doctor, right?
Yeah.
And is anyone here like deathly afraid of something? I can't get this out of my mind, Mercedes and Steph. I go to the doctor and she orders a blood panel and I got blood taken yesterday. And for the life of me, I turn 5 years old every time the phlebotomist gets ready to take blood.
Did someone take you to the doc to do your blood yesterday?
No, I don't really know enough people here to do that.
Oh, because I left kind of late because you left right after the show.
Yeah.
I saw your car in the parking lot. I'm like, someone must have picked him up and taken him because he was so scared.
Yeah, no, well, I'm not to that level, but it's getting close.
How did you get there?
I drove.
Oh, then why was your car here?
Yeah, well, no, because I was with Holmes in sales. He was asking me a question.
Oh, okay. You got your stuff done and it didn't go so well?
Well, I mean, it went well. At the end of the day, we got the blood drawn. I just feel bad for the phlebotomist because, man, it's a whole thing. Every time I go and get blood drawn, you know, I always start off with saying, hey, just want to let you know, I'm deathly afraid of needles. I might turn 5. I just want to put this out there. So just please be patient. And, you know, they're really sweet and they're caring. And, you know, when they, what's the thing you put around the arm? I forgot what it's called. Anyway,
a tourniquet?
Yeah, tourniquet. They wrap it around your arm. They get ready. They tap the, you know, they tap, look for the vein. And I'm like, oh my gosh, please just be gentle with me. Just slow down. I don't know why. Just something in me. I think it's because the idea of them drawing blood it really scares me. And I asked them, please use a butterfly needle. And here's why. Because I had a really bad situation happen a couple years ago where she missed my vein, so she kept on pricking me, right? And she used a really thick needle. It felt like, honestly, like a stabbing. It was a very sharp stabbing feeling. And after that, I can't get that out of my head. That's why I give these warnings to the phlebotomist, because I don't want that to happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So she finally does it, but it's probably, I mean, it probably takes her 10 minutes to kind of prep me. And I can tell that she's getting kind of, you know, she's getting kind of antsy. She's like, you know, okay, well, you know, I got to go. We got to go. We got to go to the next patient. So thank you so much and yada, yada, yada. But yeah, for the life of me, I've always been deathly afraid of needles. And it's weird because I have tattoos.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday that you were afraid of them. But it sounds like everything went okay.
Yeah, it went okay. It went okay. It just, you know, every time needles are involved, I turn 5.
So there's, I mean, I don't think you're alone. I definitely don't. I think I mentioned to you the same thing with my husband. I literally have to take him to the appointment so that he can get it done. So, you know, you're sweating over needles. I wouldn't worry about it, because I think that's probably part of the phlebotomist training is how to deal with someone that's needle adverse, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, that's my story.
Well, I am glad that it went well for you and that you are doing well. So let's get to the show. We've got a lot going on. We've got your tickets to Disneyland coming up 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. We are going to hook you up. Just answer 10 questions correct in 60 seconds, and you are going to Disneyland. So a lot going on. Also, an early edition of Heads Up for your tickets to see AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. And on the way next, we have what's trending. Heartbreaking news for Kelly Clarkson's family. Her ex-husband has died at just 48 years old. I'll tell you what happened next coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
So Brandon Blackstock and Kelly Clarkson are trending this morning. Just some really sad news. The ex-husband of Kelly Clarkson, Brandon Blackstock, he passed away at just 48 years old. His family says he fought cancer for more than 3 years and died peacefully, surrounded by beloved ones. The sad news comes right after Kelly suddenly postponed her Vegas residency so she could focus on her kids during his illness. In addition to managing Kelly, he repped big names like Blake Shelton, Rascal Flatts. He also worked as a TV producer, and he leaves behind his 2 kids with Kelly, 2 more from a previous marriage, a grandson, and a big blended family that included his half-brother Shelby, who is Reba McEntire's son.
It's crazy because you reported on this story yesterday, and I never would have imagined in a million years the next day this happens. It's a lot to absorb, you know, and without trying to sound cliche, it's just you never know what someone's going through, right? And I'm not going to pretend to know what it's like to have kids, but My heart definitely goes out to them. I definitely feel really bad.
Yeah, the thing is Kelly even said, I usually try to keep my private life private, and she's kept this very private for a long time. I know she had a really messy divorce with him, and that's where I got to imagine. I feel bad for her too. I mean, this has got to be really, really hard because you had this messy divorce, but you had your children that you love with this person, and then this person passes away at such a young age. Like, that just, and what they must have been going through these last 3 months. And it's also a good lesson and a good reminder to just kind of give people a little bit of grace. You never know what they're going through. I know when she initially canceled that first show at Caesars, people were like, what the heck? Like, oh my gosh. But like, and she said she was sick. Maybe she just said that because she didn't want anyone to know what was going on. But you just got to give people a little bit of grace. If they're not acting right, instead of attacking them, you just have to know maybe there's something going on behind the scenes.
You're absolutely right. Patience. And I'm trying to work on that myself, just in life in general. Patience, just going back to what you're saying. And, honestly, Mercedes, I'm a little conflicted because, not to divert, but, you know, I was watching yesterday, they were talking about the story in TMZ. They have a live stream. And I get it. It's part of their job. But part of me is thinking, man, that's kind of... And correct me if I'm wrong, is it a little, like, intrusive? Do you know what I mean? Like, they're building up the story. Hey, you know, let's, you know, stay tuned. We have the story coming up with Kelly Clarkson, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm conflicted because that's their job. But also, it's kind of, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Disrespectful? Invasive?
Well, I don't know that TMZ was built on respect. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, that's, I don't want to give them an excuse, a free pass, because I'm not. I've always felt like they overstepped their bounds a little bit. And that's just kind of what I've come to expect from them. At the same time, this is a newsworthy story. It's just, I think there's a fine line. You have to be respectful of what a person is going through, no matter how big of a celebrity they are. They're all entitled to privacy. So just a really sad story coming out this morning with Kelly and her family. We hope the kids are doing okay, and that is what's trending. All right, let's do it. Who wants to win a pair of tickets? We've got tickets right now for you to check out a really cool concert that's coming to town tomorrow. AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes, Fremont Street Experience, Downtown Rocks Free Concert Series. You're going to have 4 tickets. That's going to get you in. You're not going to have to worry about the crowds. You've got your area all set up, and we're going to hook it up right now with Heads Up. You don't get to pick your category because we only have one left. I'll tell you what it is. It's crystal clear. But if you do get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you are going to win these tickets. Who wants to play Heads Up right now? 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant this morning. Amanda, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Let's do this. AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes tickets up for grabs. Your category, since it's Friday, there's one left. It's crystal clear. Psychic Day was on Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with psychics, like kind of that world, that mystical world, okay?
Okay.
Oh, no, it sounds confusing, but I think we'll get it. 6 answers, 60 seconds is all we need. You ready to do this?
I'm ready. Thank you.
All right, Amanda, 60 seconds, and Heads Up starts now.
Okay, if a place is haunted, you may have seen some of these floating around.
Ghost?
Yes. Sometimes, like, a lady will look into this round thing and tell you your future. She looks into her what?
A crystal ball?
Yes. Some people get these readings where they flip the things and it shows, like, the...
Tarot?
Yes. This is Capricorn, Aries, Taurus. These are all part...
Oh my God.
This is all, the broad subject is what? It's all part of what?
Horoscope.
No, you were on the right track before. It's a...
Astrology?
Yes. Sometimes you people play this game and you put your hands on this thing and it leads you to the... Yes. This is, if you want to contact the dead, you might have a circle of people and perform one of these. Like, you want to contact the other side, so you perform a what? We're going to have a what? Oh, it was a seance, so a seance, Amanda. Oh, man, that was that was tough. Oh, you were so close. Yeah, we got hung up on astrology, but you ended up getting it. It just wasn't enough, Amanda. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for trying, but that means hang up and call right back, because caller 20, you're going to get these tickets, four of them, to check out AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes as they hit the Fremont Street Experience on Saturday. You want to go? Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. All right. Julian is still settling into life here in Las Vegas and just learned the hard way what our sun can do to a car.
Oh my gosh.
And so you got a question for anyone who's been here longer than 5 minutes. What's going on?
Yeah, so just call me a novice. As a Vegas novice, what's one essential I need to grab ASAP? And backing up to what you're saying, it's been so hot the past couple days, and you know, I recognize because I noticed that normally I usually have a carport here at work, or I have a garage, so I normally the car's not really subject to the heat. And then I just noticed the past couple days it is so freaking hot, and someone text messaged me, you need to get one of those, you know, those windshield visors ASAP. And she sent me the link off Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I kind of knew in the back of my head, but I never realized that I needed one that bad, because, you know, I've been going to places quickly in and out. My car hasn't been in the sun for a long period of time until, you know, the past couple days. So a windshield visor check. That's something I definitely need, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I would say that is a must-have. Even in the winter, I still use them. The Vegas heat is brutal. I've been driving a loner car, so I don't have my sunshade. So I got into it yesterday, and I just thought I was like getting into a sauna. It was so, so brutal. But if you were just adding to the lists here, 702-364-9400, I would say you also need to have like a backup phone charger in your car immediately, because the heat will drain your battery faster than anything. And like if your car ever dies in the middle of the day here, you don't want to be stuck without a charged phone. So I'd get like a backup battery charger for your phone.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, that would be something else. 702-364-9400. Brittany, what do you think that you is a must have when you move to Vegas?
I think a really good doctor, because it takes forever to get an appointment.
Yes.
So funny you say that, Brittany. As a new patient, I couldn't even get into a doctor. So I made an appointment. I actually saw an assistant, which is great too. I'm just happy to see anybody. And I definitely feel it. It's been the backup, Brittany, was I think to see a general practitioner December. That's how big the backup is right now to see a doctor for new patients.
Yeah, that's something you got to get on right away. Steph, what do you think? What would be like your recommend list for someone just moving to Vegas?
Okay, Mercedes, you put me on this, and I just bought one off Amazon the other day. Is a dash cam for your car. It has changed my life, because I put it onto my glass right in front, right next to my rear view mirror, and right when you start the car, that thing starts recording. And with the Vegas drivers here in town, you never know what's going to happen. And it connects to an app. You can see every film footage that you have on your phone through the app right when you start the car. So that's one. Number two, is backup deodorant. You will need that backup deodorant in this Vegas heat, especially if you have long days or if you have some client meetings after the show. That backup deodorant has saved me.
I thought for a second you were actually, I thought you were saying something.
I'm saying in general, for everyone, for all of
everyone
us.
Everyone needs backup deodorant. No one is immune to backup deodorant.
Someone text messaged me, and I've never heard of this before. They said ceramic. Have y'all heard of ceramic tint? Or ceramic, yeah, is that what it's called? Ceramic tint?
I've heard of regular window tint. Yes. I don't know what ceramic tint is. What is that?
Apparently, it's a step above. It's levels above regular tint. They say that it blocks out the sun drastically. So, something to think about. But I looked it up online. It's pretty expensive. So.
That, you know what? You could instead just get a pair of oven mitts. Put those on when you turn on your car. You put it on the steering wheel. You're good to go.
It's a good idea.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So last night, the Raiders played their preseason game against the Seahawks, and they didn't lose.
All right.
They didn't win either. There was a tie in the preseason opener. The Raiders trailed most of the game against Seattle with Aiden O'Connell throwing two first-half interceptions, and the offense was really struggling to get going. But then things shifted in the second half with a touchdown drive and three long field goals from Daniel Carlson, including a 56-yarder. The defense came up big late, which gave the Raiders a chance to win. But Daniel Carlson's potential game winner from 55 yards was blocked just as time expired. Coach Pete Carroll called it a marvelous second half, and he says the team has plenty to build on for next week's matchup with the 49ers.
Am I missing something, Mercedes? But in games, don't you have to win by at least 3 points?
Not in preseason games. In preseason games, they just end. There's no overtime in preseason games.
Got it.
Yeah.
And these preseason games have nothing to do with, I mean, it's just really like practice, correct?
Yeah. It's just kind of like setting your lineups. Who's like, we have another quarterback, Geno Smith, and they only put him in for like three snaps. I think they just were kind of saving him and letting Aiden O'Connell seeing what he's got. So yeah, it's all about that. My team is the Broncos, and the Raiders have been our bitter rivals ever since I knew football. But I have to say, I really love Pete Carroll. I like him a lot, and I think that he's going to be really, really good for this team.
Well, if you want my autograph, I will give it to you after the show. I've been in the same room as Pete Carroll. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was pretty, pretty awesome. I just kind of stared at him.
What was the situation?
Oh gosh. It was in Seattle. Like, it moved from Seattle. It was at a bar in Bellevue, which is a pretty affluent area. And it was just a pretty much like invite thing. It was a schmooze thing. And to be honest, I'm not looking to bother anybody. And I just kind of looked at him from afar. I was like, cool. But there was a lot of people around him, and I'm not looking to bother anyone. And I just said, hey, it's Pete Carroll. It's kind of cool.
If I saw him, I wouldn't want to bother him either, but I would want to shake his hand. I think I would literally go up to him and say, I'm not going to bother you other than the fact that I want to shake your hand. I think he just seems like a good guy.
Yeah,
I really like him.
He really does.
Also this morning, if you have been slacking on healthy food choices this summer, here is a list of 5 foods and drinks that experts say you should really think about cutting out of your diet. Number 1 on the list, I feel like this is kind of a no-brainer, but then I also realize that sometimes we do some mindless snacking and you just don't realize how many of them you're eating, and that's potato chips. We all know they're not healthy, but they're super easy to just reach for and just keep eating. It's so hard to stop with that. They're also loaded with salt, unhealthy fats that can contribute to high blood pressure and other health issues. Also on the list, diet sodas. Yes, they don't have the sugar content of real soda, but there's a lot of artificial sweeteners that could interfere with your gut health, your insulin sensitivity, and they're also really bad for your teeth, just like the regular stuff. Alcohol is on the list. Obviously, that can strain your liver, disrupt your sleep, increase your risk for certain cancers. sweetened coffee drinks. And I say this as probably you're pulling out of the Starbucks drive-thru right now, but you know, those giant flavored lattes, frappuccinos, that they can pack in so many calories and sugar, more than an actual dessert. And last on this list, according to experts, we should really be avoiding frozen meals. They're usually loaded with sodium and saturated fat, and that can increase your blood pressure and water retention. So those are the five things experts say you should really stay away from.
Pretty much everything that's tasty.
Yeah.
This is what confuses me, is what about what about the sugar-free syrups that you can put in coffee, things like that? Is that, I mean, is it better? Is it, I don't know if you know, but is that, I wouldn't say it's a healthy, but is it a better alternative? Is it?
Yeah, I would guess so. Mm. I would just think, you know, with it, there not being any sugar in there, but then what's artificial in there too, you know?
Yeah.
You got to take that stuff into account. But don't take my advice. I don't know. I don't know for sure. Don't ask me these questions.
Okay.
Finally, this morning, if you are going to pick a fight with a janitor, you are literally risking the fact that the janitor is going to sweep the floor with you. And that is precisely what happened in Oklahoma. There's a guy named Lawrence Coy Kendall, and he was a patron at the strip club. And the strip club's called Bear Assets, and he just randomly attacked a janitor there. Now, no one is really clear on what started it, but Lawrence called the guy some sort of a racial slur and then charged at him with a knife. Now, the janitor saw him coming. I guess the janitor has a mental disability. He hit him with a broom. He jumped on him and started beating him. But everyone was like, he deserved it. The guy came after him. It doesn't sound like the janitor was harmed whatsoever. Lawrence was taken to a hospital for medical attention and arrested for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and racial harassment.
I am with you. I mean, anytime you're going to threaten someone, I mean, you're going to get what's coming. And for anyone that's in the car, maybe look at the story when you get to work or get back home. This guy, the photo's in front of it. It is, he got mangled by a broom.
Well, he deserved it. You know, sometimes you just deserve it. You're going to pick a fight like that. I'm glad the janitor did that to him, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Don't mess with the janitor. They got the keys to everything, including the broom closet. So
it's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Joseph, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Let's go. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's do this, Joseph. How would you like to walk away with this $975 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers?
Oh, I'd love that.
That would be amazing. I am really, really rooting for you. A perfect way to kick off the weekend. You just have to guess the song and the artist faster than I can. I'm going to leave the studio here and leave it up to you, Joseph. You ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Good luck. Good luck. See you in a minute.
All right. Bye-bye, Mercedes. Mercedes is leaving the studio so she cannot hear a thing, Joseph. Game breaks out like this. Going to play a song. You got 20 seconds, okay, to guess what it is. When you hear it, and, you know, obviously be as fast as you can, just say, got it. Okay, be loud and say, got it. I will stop the song. You got 5 seconds to guess what it is. You got it?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, let's go. And that sound starts now.
Got it.
Wow. Okay.
What you got?
What you got? You got 5 seconds.
I get around Tupac.
Okay. Tupac, I get around. Let's bring in Mercedes.
I might not be fast enough. Mercedes is quick.
I don't know. We'll see. By the way, I hear you're a plumber?
Yeah.
Well, say hi to them, man. Give a shout out.
Yeah, just, you know, working out here in the summer. Any day the Raiders don't lose is a good day.
All right, cool. We like
that. I'll take a tie. Win, lose, or tie, baby.
Love it. All right. Mercedes is back, yes?
Yes, I am back.
Okay, Mercedes, are we ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, that sound starts now.
Oh, got it.
Oh, what you got?
I Get Around by Tupac. I get around.
The clock stopped at 3.83. You said Tupac, I get around. Joseph.
Is that correct?
It is correct. That is correct. Joseph also said Tupac, I get around. but he got it at 3.1.
Yes! Yes! Oh my gosh, Joseph! You got it! Congratulations!
Yes.
Oh my gosh! I mean, by like half a second, you beat Mercedes for a $975 diamond pendant from Michael E. Vinted Diamond Jewelers.
Oh my god! I've never heard this ever.
Never heard what?
I've never heard you lose.
Oh well, get used to it, baby. It happens. It doesn't happen often, but it happens. And Joseph, for you to win so fast, I am really proud of you. I'm so super happy for you. What a cool way to kick off the weekend. $975 diamond pendant from Michael E. Vinted Diamond Jewelers. Way to go, man. Great job.
Oh, that's a blessing. Thank you so much.
Oh,
love you guys.
Love you. Thank you for listening. Joseph, hang on. We got to get you that diamond pendant. That's awesome. That means when we play Beat Mercedes on Monday morning, we start back at $100 diamond pendant and just work up from there. So congratulations. What a way to start the weekend. And let's play some Tupac now. It's Mix.
Oh, yeah. I get around. Still clown when the underground. When we come around.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and school for Clark County starts on Monday. I know that some of the private schools have already headed back this week. And parents, I just have to ask, if you have a little one starting kindergarten on Monday, or maybe a big kid starting their senior year, how are you doing? Are you okay? Because I'm just thinking back to when I went through those two milestones with my kids, and I still have one in high school and she's not a senior yet. And I'm dreading when she is, because I'm like, the first time I went through it, it was so emotional. But I mean, I feel like those 2 years specifically wrecked me emotionally. It just wrecked me. 702-364-9400. Is anyone going through this? Like kindergarten, you're standing there with their tiny backpack that's practically bigger than they are. And you're trying to smile, but inside you're thinking like, wait, weren't you just in a diaper yesterday? And then senior year rolls around and you're taking, this pains me to say it, you're taking that last first day photo, just smiling through the tears. But also secretly wondering, like, how the heck you're supposed to let them leave the nest when they still can't even, like, work the dishwasher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's really true, right? Is it really true when they say you really don't want your kids to grow up?
Well, you do, but you don't, you know, it's hard. Both times I cried the ugly cry, you know, and it's beautiful and it's heartbreaking and it all happens way too fast. So like moms, dads, as Monday gets closer, tell me, like, where is your heart right now? 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Mercedes.
You are the mom of a kindergartner that's starting on Monday. Like, genuinely, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I was doing okay until you started talking about it, and now I'm in here. Well, thanks for making me cry. No.
So tell us about your child, and they're starting on Monday.
Yeah, so it's Maddie, and she's the last of our three kids starting school, so...
This is the last one starting?
Yes. Yeah, we have three kids, and she's the last one going off to kindergarten. We've got a freshman and going into high school and a fifth grader, and she's starting kindergarten, and this will be our last first day of school ever.
So
this is going to be hard.
What is going through your mind right now?
Well, she's been our blessing. Wasn't expecting her to come along. And yeah, it just seems like it just yesterday that we were getting the news that we were pregnant. And now she's five and going off to kindergarten. It doesn't seem possible.
I don't even know how.
You're making me tear up. Like, I hear exactly where you are coming from. And if you had any advice, like, to parents that are experiencing the same thing you are, do you have anything that you would say? Like, for me, I always say, take the picture. Even if they're making a face, take the picture. Write down, like, little things. Like, what did they have for breakfast? Like, give the hug. And don't stick around for too long. I think that makes it harder. And that's it. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you're just tell them you're going to have the best day and then go cry in your car.
Yes. Don't let them see you getting upset, because then that's going to make it harder for them, which is really hard. So just keep it together for those few minutes and just live in the moment and cherish it. And then when you leave, then you get to cry.
Oh, Rebecca, would you be okay if we check in with you on Monday just to see how you and Maddie are doing on that last day?
Oh my goodness, I think so.
I'm going to Venmo you some money to grab yourself a Starbucks afterwards to treat yourself, because, like,
or a box of tissues.
Yeah, that too. Rebecca, hold on. We want to get your number. We definitely want to do a check-in with you on Monday. I think a lot of people can relate, you know, what you're going through. It's such a bittersweet moment, you know?
Is it a feeling like, I mean, I'm sure there's so many feelings. I'm just trying to relate here. Is it a feeling of protectiveness, excitement, sadness, everything? Or
it's just like, this is the beginning of the end in my mind. That's how I felt. Like, this is, they're growing up. They're not a baby anymore. And, you know, it got me really hard when my oldest went into the first day of her senior year, because I literally in my head was thinking, yeah, this is the last first day picture that we're going to take of her. Azure is actually going through that right now. Azure, good morning.
Good morning.
So you are the mother of someone going into their senior year. Tell us about your child.
Yeah, Savannah, she's a great kid, definitely a teenager. Into soccer and football and all that. She wants to be an orthodontist when she graduates. She's just an amazing kid.
That's amazing. What are the emotions that you're feeling right now, knowing this is the last first day?
I can't stop thinking about it. It's definitely been really hard. I keep sending her TikToks and all that about, like, first day of school, and she ignores them.
Typical teenager.
Yes.
Do you, when with her, I don't know if it's the same as me, but, like, the senior year, my recommendation, because I just felt like this kind of gave them, like, their final send-off, was to say yes a little more often this year to them, like, to the, you know, the frozen yogurt runs with their friends, or, you know, if they want to sit and watch a show with you. I'm like, oh, I have work to do. But I was like, nope, let's do it. Let's do that. And just random conversation, just saying yes a lot more their senior year, because, you know, like, they're going to be gone soon.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely what I've been doing this summer, letting her go, trying to learn, because she turns 18 in November. So I'm trying to learn how to kind of disconnect from being a hovering mom, I guess.
Are you going to be dropping her off on Monday also?
I am.
Can we check in with you, see how you're doing?
Of course.
Okay. I think this will be good. A mom of a kindergartner, Rebecca, mom of a senior, Azure, and just a little check-in, and just parents, you can't be too hard on yourself. You know, it's whether it's the first day of kindergarten or the last day of, or the first last day, or the last first day of senior year, the truth is the same. Like, you blink and they're not little anymore. So make sure you take the pictures, give the hugs, hold on to the moments, because if you don't, you're going to wish you did it one day, you know?
Yeah, that's really good advice. Do you remember the feelings that you felt when you were sending your kids off to kindergarten versus senior year? I know you say last day of the end or something along those lines, senior year, but what about, like, kindergarten? Do you remember the feelings you felt?
Yeah, like I had just said, it was just, like, so emotional that they finally grew up and they're not a baby anymore, and it was just like a reality check. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, boom, lump in the throat all day long. I think We did. I remember we did it live on the air. I dropped her off and I was headed back to the station, and it took me forever to get back, and I lied. I said it was traffic, but I literally sat in my car in the parking lot and cried for like 10 minutes. I was like, sorry. The traffic was terrible. So, all right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute. Your tickets to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. We have 4 2-day, 1 park-per-day tickets for you right now to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and upgraded tickets for 3-day, 1 park-per-day tickets. So caller 20, you get to play the Mega Minute. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly in the span of 60 seconds. You do that, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you are playing the Mega Minute right now. Our number is 702-364-9400. Call in to win. It's Mix.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Sarah, you are caller 20. Woo-hoo! How you doing this morning?
We're great. I'm great. We're ready to rock and roll. Ooh, let's get it.
You said we. Your energy is off the charts. I love it. Who's we? Do you have someone helping you out this morning for the Mega Minute?
Yes, ma'am. I have my husband, Mario, and my daughter, Journey.
Hey, Mario. Hey, Journey. How you guys doing? Let's do this, guys. I love it. Three heads are better than one. Let's conquer the Mega Minute. Get you these Disneyland tickets. If any of you know the answer to any of these questions I'm about to ask, just shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on. 10 questions, 60 seconds for these tickets. Are you guys ready to do this?
Yeah!
All right. I love this energy. Okay, Sarah, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong and we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question, okay? And the Mega Minute starts now.
In what U.S. city would you find the Epcot theme park?
Florida.
What city?
Orlando.
Yes. What topping is featured on the iPhone pizza emoji?
Pepperoni?
Yes. What do we call animals that are warm-blooded and have fur?
Animals.
Yes. In Toy Story, what is the name of Woody's horse?
Bullseye.
Yes. Howie Duro is a member of which boy band?
Who?
No. What U.S. state is the largest producer of maple syrup?
Virginia?
No. Stephen Baldwin is the famous father-in-law of which pop singer?
Stephen Baldwin. Justin Bieber.
Yes. What rock band is named after two different currents of electricity?
AC/DC?
Yes. What Disney movie goes into Riley's mind and introduces her to different emotions? Inside Out is right. Oh, Sarah, Mario, Journey, I'm so sorry. We did pass on a couple. Howie Duro is a member of which boy band? Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys on that one. You got that one. What U.S. state is the largest producer of maple syrup? You said Virginia. It's actually, you were close. It was Vermont.
It's a V.
Yeah, unfortunately not good enough. And then, Inside Out was the last one there, which means, I loved your energy. I wanted you to get it so bad, but unfortunately, you did not conquer the Mega Minute. So that means, caller 20 right now, you get those tickets. Who wants to go to the happiest place on earth? Caller 20 is going 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, let's talk about the ChatGPT story that happened. A big upgrade yesterday with GPT 5 launching online. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, it's on my phone now, but to be quite honest, Mercedes, I haven't used it yet.
Okay, well, basically, you can access it even if you have the free version of ChatGPT. They're just going to limit you on how often you can use it before it switches to the other model, the mini model. So it's supposed to be smarter, faster, just basically better at everything from writing and math to coding and giving health advice. But they claim that it hallucinates less, if that makes any sense. And by that, I mean, it doesn't invent information. It just admits if it doesn't know something, it will tell you it doesn't know. So one of the staff members at OpenAI claimed that this new version is like having access to a legitimate PhD level expert in anything. Experts say some of the other AIs like Google's Gemini are still better at certain tasks though, but you can customize the look of it with different color schemes. You can link it to your Google Calendar or your Gmail. And then you can also choose from 4 new personalities that it can have. There's robot, there's cynic, there's listener, and there's nerd. If you had to pick one of those, which one would you pick?
Oh my goodness. Cynic?
Cynic? Yeah. How come?
Because I think a lot of people that really know me think I'm cynical. I call it being real. They say I'm half glass empty, but you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Who says that? That's not nice.
Well, I mean, they're just being honest.
Half glass empty? What does that even mean? Oh, half glass. I thought you said half class.
Oh yeah. No.
I was like, well, still. Okay. That's not that as bad. Okay. You're good. You're good.
Yeah. I think it depends. You know, I think it depends on there's a difference between half glass empty and being real based off experiences. Now, what about you?
I would take the nerd. I like nerds. I think nerds are great and they just spit facts. And that's what I want. If I'm going to use ChatGPT, I want facts. I don't need, you know, emotions in it. I just need facts, you know?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Tell me why. So you're talking about it hallucinates, right? The older version?
It'll just make up information for you instead of just saying, I actually don't know the answer to that.
I ask financial questions. This is the older version all the time. And it's pretty spot on, Mercedes. It'll give me like a whole simulation, Monte Carlo, for anyone that knows like, you know the finance stuff. But then the summer I turn pretty, it can't tell me accurately how many seasons there is.
It's dated. It gives you dated information. I've noticed that too. You have to be careful. So like if it's, I am glad it's great on your financials, but just make sure it's not giving you like figures from 2 years ago instead of current figures. And I think you would need to specify that. Like I need data from 2025 or something like that, because otherwise you're getting really dated stuff.
Got that. Okay. Thank you.
Not that I mean,
no, that makes sense.
I wouldn't ask me on financials because I don't know, but I'm just saying. Also this morning, hydration is key. And apparently we have opinions. YouGov just ranked the top bottled waters and the results are interesting. So Aquafina took the top spot. That was followed by Smartwater, Vitamin Water, Dasani, and Pure Life. Fiji, LaCroix, Poland Springs, Deer Park, and Perrier rounded out the top 10. Notice who's missing? Arrowhead.
Oh,
thank
gosh.
Goodness, because Arrowhead sounds... This tastes like someone bottled it straight from a puddle in a parking lot after a dust storm. It's disgusting. Don't come at me, Arrowhead lovers. Actually do. We need to talk. Like, it is just not good.
I was going to ask you, is there a big difference when it comes to water for you? And I think I know the answer.
Yes. I don't like Arrowhead water. I can survive with... I honestly don't like Aquafina either. In my mind, it tastes like ammonia. I feel like different waters have different tastes. Does anyone else have that? Like, maybe my palate's way too sensitive, but for me, Aquafina, I feel like I can taste some sort of like ammonia or like bleed. You know what I mean? There's just like a taste to it. And then I drink the Essentia water, but if I can't get that, I don't know. I'll usually grab like a... I'm okay with Dasani, stuff like that. Do you have a favorite water?
No, my favorite is Cheapest. That's my favorite. Or Smith's, that's on sale. I will tell you, let me put you on this, and I don't know if you're ready for it. Crystal Geyser.
I've had Crystal Geyser before. I think it's respectable. Yeah, if I'd given the choice, Crystal Geyser, Aquafina, or or Arrowhead, I would go with the Crystal Geyser in that situation.
The beautiful thing is that it comes in a very large bottle. It's like, is it like one? It's over 1 liters, and it's 99 cents on sale all the time.
That's definitely a good price. Steph, do you have like a preference when it comes to bottled water?
I didn't know how amazing Dasani was until you brought it to the office a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Honestly, my mom always used to drink it, and I didn't really care for it as long as I had water. Crystal Geyser is pretty good too, but when you brought cases of Dasani to the radio station, Mercedes, I was like, I'll try this Dasani, and now I'm hooked.
Girl, you drank all the Dasani. I was like, where'd all the water go? And then I see like six bottles in Steph's studio.
Dasani hog.
That's all good. I brought it for both of us. All right, finally this morning, Jennifer Lopez just proved she's not pressed, man. She tried to go into a Chanel store in Istanbul, and security didn't recognize her. Now she has to live life like us, like the poor people. So she tries to go into the Chanel store, and you know how they'll have like a guard outside to just kind of let people in? Mm-hmm. They said, we're full. And she did not pull diva-like behavior at all. She goes, okay, no problem. And she walked away. Well, not long after that, they realized, oh no, that was J-Lo. And so they were like, please come in. They invited her back in. But by then she was busy dropping thousands at stores that were not Chanel, which is basically... It reminds me of that scene from Pretty Woman, right?
Oh my God, I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, big mistake, huge. I'm going to go shopping now. So I'm really glad she didn't go back in. I feel like that's such a power move.
I'm there with you. Not to mention, I was going to ask you, how did she react? And the fact that her reaction was she didn't really care, I love that even more. Because I mean, let's be honest, she's like beyond rich, right? When you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, it's like... I don't know if I would care that much. You know what I mean?
I feel like those stores have a God complex sometimes. And the same thing happened to me. And it wasn't a Chanel store, but it was another like high-end store here at one of the fancy malls. And my daughter really, I told her for her birthday, she really wanted this specific perfume from one of these high-end stores. And I was like, it's a big birthday. We'll get it for you. And so we had to go in, and we walk in. No one says hello to us, like ignores us. We're wearing just like jeans and shirts. We're not all dressed fancy. And we're standing by the perfume, like literally looking around, like, can someone come help us? No one comes to help us. So I finally go up to someone. There were these three associates standing behind the counter just talking to each other. And I saw them look at us, but they never bothered to say anything. And I said, can somebody please help us? We wanted to ask about some of the perfumes. And the one lady rolled her eyes. She's like, someone will be there when we're able to get there. And I was like, oh my gosh, I do not want to spend money in this store, but I promised her, and she had her heart set on it. And then finally this girl comes over, and she just had attitude the whole time. And so I told my daughter, I'm like, we're going to go to a different version of this store to buy this. Like, they have many of these stores at different malls. So I'm like, we're not buying it here. And like, I sent an email to corporate, which never even got a response, but it's just, I don't know why they treat people like that.
Yeah, you are definitely, I have no idea either. I've definitely been in those situations, but you're a lot more mature than I am. This is what I do. I troll them. I go, excuse me, hi, can someone help? I go right in their face. I don't care. And I'll say, excuse me, hi, can you help me? And I force them to help me. Mercedes, I did this. I'm not going to say the store, but I did this at the freaking Caesars the other day. They weren't helping me, and I really don't care because I'm not going to buy anything from you anyway. And I'd be like, hi, how are you? I get right in their face, and I know that's not your character. I know you don't do it, but if you need someone to do it, I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you and all your daughters.
Will you, though?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Will you drink a bottle of Arrowhead water for me? That's where you draw the line, right?
I don't know about that.
Broadcasting live from. What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, our number is 702-364-9400. You can call us and text us. Actually, use that number right now. If you have ever underestimated your competition. Have you ever underestimated your competition before? I learned something very important yesterday. Some people just have game. Okay. So Sophie and I decided to go play some pickleball last night, and we're at the courts. The courts are packed. We end up on this court against Lois and Pat, two of the nicest ladies I think I've ever met in my life. Lois, right off the bat, you know, we introduce ourselves. She's like, I'm Lois and I'm 75. And she said that. I was like, that's awesome. I'm like, nice to meet you, Lois. And then she goes, then her Pat goes, and I'm her young friend, Pat. I'm 68. Like, they were so, it was just so adorable. So Sophie and I kind of walked back to the line, and I'm thinking, like, this is adorable. I pictured us just gently tapping the ball over the net, just kind of smiling and maybe chatting about their grandkids and stuff like that. Nope. Lois and Pat came in like they had been training for this moment for their entire lives, you guys. From the first serve, they were slamming the ball at us, and they're like shouting, they're like, yours! Get it! Like, I could not believe what was happening. Sophie and I were looking at each other in shock that this was happening. Pat nailed me in the thigh with the ball so hard. I still have a mark on it, you guys. And I'm pretty sure she smirked when it happened. I'm not going to lie.
Can you get video of this next time, please?
I think I do have a little bit of video. I don't know if Lois and Pat would let me post it, but we fought so hard on this game, you guys. And they beat us 13 to 11. We had to go extra points. And we had a chance to win, but you have to win by two.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We left the court so humbled, honestly, a little scared. And coincidentally, today is National Pickleball Day. I just saw this morning. So this feels very on brand. Have you ever been in a situation where you completely underestimated your competition, like just only to have them destroy you? And bonus points if it involves someone's grandma. 702-364-9400.
They schooled you.
They did. Well, we only lost by two and we had to go over. So we were competitive. They didn't pickle us or anything.
I wasn't there, but I've been in a situation. I'm almost thinking that they actually played played worse than they really are. That's what I'm thinking. Do you see what I'm saying? Maybe they actually want to just play a longer game and they actually just kind of elongated it.
They were playing hard. I mean, if they weren't, I mean, maybe they were felt sorry for me because I suck. I don't know. Well, but is that what you're saying?
Well, it could be just because I had a similar experience. I was in Hawaii last year and oh my gosh, pickleball is like, it is a thing there. Everyone's on court by 6 a.m. Mercedes, and I get to the court probably around 7:30. It's a very similar situation. I'll just fast forward, and you know, they played the humble game. I call it, they played the humble game. They're like, hi, my name is Ed. This is Bert. And, you know, we're just, we're okay. We just want to get a couple games in. And they kill it. And my theory, and this is why, time. They got the time to practice, right? And for anyone that plays pickleball, it's not really like a move. It's not tennis. You know what I mean? You're not playing the baseline. You got to play up in the kitchen. And the kitchen is up near the net, right? It's a control game. So they have so much control. That's why. So they can literally, if you practice enough, it's all about directing the ball to where you need it to be. Now, again, I wasn't there, but that's the way you play pickleball. It's all about the kitchen. It's not about movement. It's about directing the ball and knowing where it's going to go and being comfortable right there in the kitchen, which is right there near the net.
Well, let me tell you something. I was there, and let me tell you how it was working. Mm. They were slamming the ball at us. They weren't placing it. They were hitting it so freaking hard at us. And they'd always, like I didn't do that to them because I feel guilty slamming a ball at, you know, 68-year-old and 75-year-old Lois and Pat. Like, do you have it in you to slam a pickleball at two older ladies?
Yes.
I don't. I don't. And so I would just kind of, I still gave it some power, but I'm not saying that they didn't legitimately win. They absolutely did. Were they better? Absolutely. But it was, I just totally underestimated them. 702-364-9400. Annalisa, good morning. Did you ever underestimate your competition?
Good morning, guys. Yes, I did. It was in high school. I was a shot putter, and I was on the top of, you know, the records, and then I was a junior, and I was like, oh, I got this, you know, walking in. It's no big deal, you know, and then this freshman comes in, and she threw so much further than me, and I was like, what is this?
Well, you, like, didn't like, expect it at all.
No, I didn't expect it at all because I'm 6'3" and she was like 5'6". And I was like, oh, what? And then we got to talking and to find out she had been doing it since she was a kid.
Oh my gosh. That's like you can never go based on appearance. You don't know what's in someone's heart and their drive.
Oh my gosh. It was so much fun, though, because it was like I finally had competition. So it was like, okay, cool, let's go.
I love it. That's how I feel. I hope I see Lois and Pat there again this weekend. Like, they said they were coming back this weekend, and I want a rematch. Like, I'm going to go hard on Lois and Pat now.
And the good thing about that is if you actually practice with them, you will get better
faster.
Oh,
man, they're so good. Steph, have you ever underestimated your competition?
Oh, my gosh. When I was a dancer and we were really competitive, we would have this dance competition at the end of the year that was like the Super Bowl of all dance competitions. And every single year, the same team would win. And these teams from all over the world would come. Korea, Philippines, so forth. And I remember there was this new team coming in. And they were from Canada, and their name was Brotherhood. It was a group of guys, about 11 of them. Super nice. But it's like, you wouldn't expect a group of guys that, think of like these teams from all over the world. There's 30 of us. There's like a lot of us on the team. And so this Brotherhood team comes in from Canada. Super sweet. There's 11 of them. They are dressed as toy soldiers, like from Toy Story, for their competition set. And we're like, okay, this is a kind of a weird set. They come on stage and they blow everyone out of the water. The dance was incredible. It went viral on YouTube. They were like in the beginning of the act, and usually the people that win are more towards the end. We were like, wow, they got an encore performance. And after that competition, we're like, man, we're never going to underestimate Canada ever again.
Oh my gosh. So they totally like, they killed everything.
They killed everything. I mean, they almost got a near perfect score. And usually like these teams that are really good, I wouldn't say they're cocky, but they keep to themselves. They're really quiet. And these Canadians, they were just over, like, outgoing and wanting to meet all these new teams because they're new. So, I mean, I'm coming in with these toy soldiers. They're all dressed in green. I'm like, this is going to be an interesting set. They come in, and it was, I mean, encore. Everyone is standing up, clapping after that performance.
I love that.
Steph, I'm looking on their Instagram right now. Is this the same crew? Brotherhood Dance Crew. They're like two-time world hip-hop champions.
Yes. So, after Body Rock, after that dance competition, they blew up. We're like, well, we got to keep an eye out for Brotherhood.
This is before, okay.
Yeah, so we knew them as the underdogs, but at that time, we're like, who's this Brotherhood crew? And now they're like on TV. Their choreographers travel in the world. So don't underestimate the green guys.
Oh, man. I'm going to say, like, they blew up. I bet Lois and Pat are going to blow up now. They're going to hit the senior pickleball circuit. And I'm putting my money on them for sure. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, if you have Instagram, I need to warn you about something that just came out. So 2 days ago, my daughter comes running into the kitchen and I'm there and she grabs my phone and she shuts something off like she's disarming a bomb or something. Like, I'm like, what did you just save me from? And it turns out Instagram just rolled out this new Instagram map feature, you guys. I'm sure you've heard about it already, where you can share your last active location with your friends. And they swear it's totally safe, but I am not loving this. I already feel like we share way too much online. And now we're like adding, okay, here's exactly where I am on Instagram. That's like a hard pass for me. And they say it's off by default, but still glitches happen. Accounts get hacked. And I just don't want strangers or even acquaintances knowing, you know, where I am in real time. I mean, my followers don't need updates like, Mercedes is at Costco buying 60 rolls of toilet paper right now. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. That's what Snapchat's for. I mean, maybe it's opinion, but it is an opinion. I'm right there with you. I don't need anyone to know where my location is. I'm not for this. And to be honest with you, I don't even have the update yet. I think it hasn't hit everyone. So you got it. I haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, well, I would just check just to be safe. If you want it gone, Here's how you do it. You go to your DMs and then you open Instagram map and it's right up there, and it, and then tap the settings icon, and then you hit location, turn on location services, then open settings and then set it to never.
Oh, look at you.
So done, off the grid.
You're walking me through this right now in real time. Thank you.
So if anyone needs that, let me know. I'll send it to you. It's just turn it off. So what do you think? Is this a fun way to connect, or are we just giving away way too much about our lives?
Well, you know, there's some people that want everyone to know everything. You know, there are a subset of people. So I can't speak for everyone, but for me personally, I don't want anyone to know where I'm at. But, you know, I mean, look, there's people that are want to stay connected, like, in every single way. So,
Steph, what do you think?
Well, as someone who is on Find My all the time, I share my location with like 30 people.
You use Find Mine like it's a social media app.
It's the first thing I do.
That's so funny to me.
I wake up, check where my friends are at, or my minions in the spots that they should be.
Your minions.
But like for me, it's just that is two totally different things. I feel like with Find My, it's more personal. It's intended for safety and where your close friends are. And connection. But I feel like, on Instagram, it's designed for people like with ads. And, you know, what if this is altering where you are? Your algorithm is going to change. And like with Meta, no offense, I just feel like they're profiting over where we are and what we're doing and what we're seeing at all times. So I am far from seeing or sharing my location, even with my close friends list on Instagram. I don't even see myself doing that.
Yeah, that was a hard no for me. But even like on the Find My thing, like I'm not a huge fan of sharing my location unless it's like my husband or my kids. I feel like even though it's safe, like, do you really want someone that you maybe kind of know showing up in your neighborhood? Like, I don't know. It just seems a little invasive to me.
I'm with you. And I just got to ask, what is wrong with just like texting? If someone wants to know where you're at, be like where you're at and just text them, or just let them know where you're at. I don't use any of these things. I don't use the Find My. I don't have anything on. I don't want anyone to know anything. If you want to know where I'm at, just text me. Is that an old school way of thinking? It could be.
I think maybe a little, just for people like Steph who use it for her friends to make sure they're okay. I mean, imagine having to pick your 30 friends. Like, where are you? Where are you? You know what I mean? Is that kind of how you use this stuff?
Oh my gosh. That's what me and my friends do it for. Like, for example, we were at Disneyland a couple weeks ago and my friend doesn't live too far from it. And he has my location and I have his. I'm at the Santa Ana airport and he texts me, "Just being nosy, but why are you in Anaheim?" And I'm like, oh, I was here for a Disney broadcast. But like, those are the things, like, subtly we want to check in our friends. But like us texting me and asking him like, "Hey, just wondering like why you're in Vegas and you didn't hit me up." Like, that's a little weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. We're getting a bunch of texts asking for me to repeat how to turn it off in settings. So here we go. Listen one more time. If you don't want people to bother you, go to your DMs. Open Instagram map in your DMs, okay? And then tap the settings icon and then hit turn on location services. Then open settings and set it to never. That way you will not be on there whatsoever.
Hold on, Mercedes.
Not going to lie, I don't even see maps in my DMs.
Okay, do you see up top like where you have your little things your friends do? Kind of slide over. There should be map.
Oh, like a little, like, oh no.
It's a circle.
The
it's
way
like
that I turned it off was just in my Apple settings, just going to my settings and privacy there.
Okay. Yeah. It's right up top with like my friends and their little mini stories at the top.
Mm-hmm.
It says map, you hit that.
I don't have that.
You don't have that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You haven't got the update yet. Hey.
No, I got the update. It even asked me when I opened the Instagram app, but I don't know why it's not showing up in my DM.
Well, either way, just turn it off.
You just
set it to never.
Google it.
IG specialist Mercedes, I have it on. It doesn't say never. It has no one. Don't share location. That's what I have mine on.
Okay.
That's the one, right?
Obviously. Yeah, that's the one. Hit the settings, hit the no one, and then you're done.
Yep.
Like don't invite friends. Don't do any of that stuff.
Nope.
And then you're out of there and you can still live your life without being stalked by your friends. It's time to win. Let's do this. It is time to play Heads Up. We have your tickets right now to check out Brandy and Monica. The Boy Is Mine tour coming to Las Vegas. T-Mobile Arena, November 7th. You want to go? We have your tickets right now with Heads Up. It's Friday. We only have one category left. That category is Tokyo Drift. So these, this is all you got to do. You got to just get six answers in 60 seconds, and you are going to win these tickets. Caller 20, right now, you are going to win 702-364-94.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Daniel, you're caller 20.
Woo!
Let's do this. You ready to play some Heads Up for Brandy and Monica tickets?
Definitely. I am very excited.
Oh, we want to get these tickets for you. Your category today is Tokyo Drift. August is Learn Japanese Month. So these are all things that are associated with Japan, okay?
All right.
Six in 60 seconds is all we need to win. You ready to do this?
I am ready.
Okay.
All right, Daniel, heads up. And your 60 seconds starts now.
This is a food that's rolled with seaweed. There's rice in there. Yes. This is noodles that are very popular.
Ramen.
Yes. This is the capital of Japan.
Tokyo.
Yes. This is a very famous hill in the area. It's one of
Nakumushumi?
The close. Let's pass. We'll come back to it. This is the traditional outfit of the females in Japan. It's
Komodo.
Yes. This is a type of sword that they could use.
Samurai.
Yes. This is when you fold paper to make cool things.
Origami.
Yes. Yeah! Daniel, yeah. You nailed awesome. It. Congratulations.
Oh, man, it helped because you were just describing everything to the point.
Oh, man, I had the best partner ever, Daniel. Thank you so much for listening and congratulations. You are going to see Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour at the T-Mobile Arena on November 7th. Way to go. Nice job. And don't go anywhere because coming up in just about 20 minutes, we are going to take it back old school 80s, 90s, 2000s. We're going to kick off the Friday Rewind at 9 o'clock. So if you have any early requests to get in, we'd love to hear them. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The toy company Mattel, they are suing a podcaster because his name is Ken. He's a Washington, D.C. based podcaster. His name is Ken Bibiraj, and he hosts Coffee with Ken. And he started this back in 2020 during the pandemic. And it's kind of like a thought leadership series. There's like big name guests. You've got Nobel Prize winners on there. You've got, you know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce CEO, the Library of Congress, the CEO of the Apollo Theater. Just those are the types of guests he has on there. So they talk about business and politics and social impact, stuff like that. Basically, smart people having smart conversations mm-hmm. over coffee. So Ken went to try to copyright the name of his show, Coffee with Ken. And Mattel swooped in claiming it could damage their brand because apparently when people hear Coffee with Ken, they think, oh, no, Barbie's boyfriend has a podcast now. Ken's fighting the lawsuit saying it's really an overreach because Ken's a common name, which it is. I mean, if Mattel wins this one, warn your Uncle Ken that they might be coming for him too. You never know.
This is the funniest story ever. Just like you said, Ken is like the most common name. Not to mention, Christmas came early for this dude, Ken, because this guy, I would expect him to get a lot more attention. I would expect him to get a lot more subscribers on his YouTube. He's at 300 right now. And
he only has 300 subscribers on his YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. You know what?
What?
On our YouTube, Can someone subscribe to it, please? We're at 666, and I don't like having the 666 number. Can one person at least subscribe to our YouTube channel so it's not 666? It's been driving me crazy. I'm like, please, like, this is the worst number to be at. I'm begging you, can someone please subscribe?
I mean, you guys can be. Yeah, you know, but seriously speaking, then what does that say for, like, other creators? You know what I mean? Like, honestly, so now everyone's got to be the lookout. And I mean, Ken is such a common name, like we were saying. And what, so now if your name is Ken, you got a Ken podcast, you can't use your name. The whole thing is weird. The whole thing is weird.
If you have a name that's tied into something famous, you're always on the lookout. I'm always like, is Mercedes gonna come after me? Like, that's my name, I can't change my name. And they never have. They've always been like, they've never said anything, which has been great, you know?
I was going to ask you, you just answered the question. Yeah. How would you react?
I would freak out. Like, what am I supposed to do? Change my name? Like, that's my name. Is there any, like, anything tied into Julian that's famous? All I can think of is Orange Julius, but that doesn't tie in. And yeah. Do we even have those anymore? I think those are long gone.
I was a fan of them, though. Steph? I want to think Julian Lennon. I don't know. How about Steph?
Yeah. Is there anything that famous that ties into your name, Steph?
The only thing I can think of is Stephanie from Full House, Stephanie Tanner. So whenever
comes after you.
Jody Sweetie, isn't that her name?
Yeah.
She's like, Stephanie.
I'm
coming for you.
Isn't there like a Stevens Greek? Like, is it Stephens or Stevens Greek?
Oh, Stefanos. Is it Stefanos?
Yes, Stefan. Is it Stefanos?
I don't know. But every time I see it, I feel like my name's not fully written out.
You better watch out, man. I'm just saying.
But seriously, watch out for Stephanie from Full House. And then if she comes to sue you, go, how rude. Also, this morning, let's talk about your calves, okay? Scientists now say the size of your calves can now predict how long you will live. Shorter people tend to live longer, and your waist to calf ratio is apparently a big clue about your health. The healthy ratio is around 2.4, they say. If you're pre-diabetic, 2.6. If you are diabetic, 2.7. Calves are loaded with muscle that really helps to regulate your blood sugar. So yes, they actually matter beyond summer short season. They say also grip strength is a big predictor of lifespan, which means, you know, the secret to living forever is being short, having great calves, and a handshake that you can is so strong you can snap a broomstick. You know what I mean?
That was a lot of information, but I heard short and I got excited. So finally, there's an advantage. So you're basically saying, because my calves haven't grown since I was, they've actually never grown. I've had the same calves since I was 5. Are you saying I'm going to live long?
Well, you have an advantage if you consider yourself to be a shorter person. Shorter people tend to live longer. And yeah, with the calves, if you have bigger calves, calf muscles, then that helps you too. That's a benefit.
Okay. So, and we have to measure them, right? You said 2.4. Is that what you said?
The waist to calf ratio. So 2.4 is not the actual measurement. It's the ratio to your waist. What I mean?
What are you going to do? Are you going to measure when you get home?
No, because I'm really not short. And so I've already got a strike against me. I don't want to know any more strikes that I already have.
You'll be okay. You're very healthy.
Finally, this morning, a new poll asked Americans if having a layover in a state counts as visiting it. What do you guys think? The results are really split, which honestly surprised me. 14% of people say yes, that just setting foot in the airport is enough to check like that state off of your list. 27% say driving through is the absolute minimum. And then 21% say you need an actual trip with sightseeing, spending, you know, the days there to count it as a trip. What do you think?
That is so funny. Of course, it's got to be the third one. You don't set foot into an airport in Denver and then say, oh yeah, I've been to Denver before. No, you have to visit an actual landmark. You know, you go to Chicago, you visit the Bean. You go to New York's Empire State Building. This is like...
But do you have to visit the tourist attractions? Okay. What if I go to Chicago, I don't go to the Bean? I've never been to the Bean. I've been to Chicago 4 or 5 times, never been there.
Okay, you know what? Well, what did you do? Did you explore at least?
Yes, I definitely explored. I didn't go to that tourist attraction specifically.
Okay, I retract. I would say if you explore the city and actually check out, you know, some of the local offerings, then I would say that counts. But, I mean, okay, then we can make the argument, then everyone, I mean, anyone that's traveled a significant amount, then we've traveled the entire country then. No. If we just set foot to the airport.
Yeah, I'm not arguing. I agree. I think that you need to definitely explore the city. It was just funny because my daughter, she had a conference she went to in Orlando and her flight connected in New Orleans, and I didn't have the best impression of New Orleans when I went, and I didn't love it, and she knows that. So she texts me and she's like, New Orleans is so beautiful. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, this airport is so nice. I'm like, okay, well, that's the airport. And I'm not saying it's not. And in fairness, I only went to Bourbon Street. So it's really not fair to judge the city based on Bourbon Street. But I was like, that doesn't count as visiting New Orleans is their nice airport. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but I'll be honest with you. I've been guilty of that. When you said your daughter said that New Orleans, the airport was incredible. I've texted people and saying, oh my God, LA is beautiful. LAX has so many restaurant offerings. This is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, she was blown away. She's like, New Orleans is great. Their airport's amazing. And I was like, hey, that's just one part of New Orleans. All right. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we kick off the Friday Rewind. Get your requests in now. Our number is 702-364-9400.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.